Stepfathers by Grady Hendrix. Billy paused outside his bedroom door, trying to figure out if anything had gone wrong since he'd left for school that morning. The night before, he'd summed up the elder god Yog-Sothoth, and ever since then, he'd been on edge. A week ago, he'd guilted his dad into buying him a Ouija board during a depressing weekend visitation, and last night he'd questioned it intently until about 5 a.m. when the fabric of space and time had shimmered, ripped, and the undimensioned, ever-shifting form of the elder god Yog-Sothoth, the mere sight of whom drives men insane, flopped out onto his bedroom floor. A few hours later, he'd had to go to school, but he'd left the tenebrous entity with strict instructions not to leave his room. He'd spent his free period reading up on the lurker at the threshold, the all-in-one, and the one-in-all, the opener of the way, and now he tried to detect the signs of its presence. But nothing smelt like the stench of the grave. No hideous ichor was seeping out from underneath his bedroom door. The upstairs hall was painted the same robin's egg blue that it had always been, and it was not suffocating beneath an incrustation of poisonous mold that glowed a deathly bioluminescent green. He took a deep breath and opened the door to his bedroom. Yog-Sothoth sat at the end of his bed, absorbed in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4.
"Hey,"
Billy said, dropping his book bag.
"Hold on," Yog-Sothoth said without looking up. "I have almost accomplished my pro challenge."
"I brought you some microwave burritos. Since your consciousness exists beyond the boundaries of time and space, I made you three, but if that's not enough, I can make more." Yog-Sothoth paused his game and eagerly took the hot plate from Billy, scooping the tasty burritos into his gaping, thousand-toothed maw. When he finished, he licked clean the tips of his tentacles.
Even in the dreaming city of Relia, we have nothing so good."
"Look," Billy said, "I don't want to be rude, but I summoned you here for a reason."
"I would like to play more video games," rumbled Yog-Sothoth.
One of his tentacles slithered across the floor and picked up a TV guide, opening it to a page with many highlighter marks on it. The Great Destroyer waved it beneath Billy's nose.
"At 9 o'clock, my Super Sweet 16 is on MTV, and then the world premiere of the new Outcast video. Do you think Andre and Big Boy have broken up, or do they just make solo albums now?"
"Look," Billy said, "you can hang out here as long as you want, but I need you to do something for me in return."
Yog-Sothoth's hundredfold eyes blinked at Billy. "Yes," it groaned.
"My mom's got these three guys she's been dating since a divorce, and they suck. I just like living with her. But if she marries one of these buttwads, I'll have a stepfather. I don't want a stepfather. I don't even like my own father. Can you take care of them for me?"
"May I eat their souls?"
Yog-Sothoth whined.
"Whatever."
"Oh, did you beat my high score?" Over the next 2 weeks, Billy spent most of his time microwaving frozen burritos for Yog-Sothoth. He blew his allowance renting video games and DVDs for the dark elder god, and he tried to stay out of his room, which had started to smell of cyclopean decay. He wanted to go to the movies with his mom or watch TV with her or something, but she was always going out with the three jerks, Hank, Kevin, and Cy. Dark god upstairs, dorky dudes coming in through the house all the time. Billy's head felt like it was going to split open underneath all this pressure. Downstairs, there was the stress of avoiding the hair-tousling wanksters as they tried to suck up to him while his mom finished getting ready. Upstairs, hiding out in his room, there was a nightmare from beyond the stars, a living terror from the remote gulfs of frozen space who refused to wash his own dishes. And then, just as Billy was about to crack, it happened. Hank was lathering up in the shower when he found himself transported to the dead dimension of unknown Kadath. Kevin was locking his car in the driveway one night when hideous crab-like creatures the size of large dogs rushed out of the darkness and pulled him to pieces with their leprous claws. The last to go was Cy. And Billy never did find out what happened to Cy. With her boyfriends out of the way, Billy's mom suddenly had free time on her hands, and she started taking Billy out for pizza and putt-putt. They were getting along famously, and all was right with Billy's world, except he didn't know what to do about Yog-Sothoth, who showed no signs of leaving. In fact, he had started sneaking out of Billy's room and slithering around the house, oozing from shadow to shadow. Billy had seen him a few times, floating in the fish tank and watching he and his mom eat dinner. It was eerie. Elder God or not, Billy was going to have to tell him that he had overstayed his welcome. That night, as they were about to fall asleep, Billy mustered up his courage and mentioned that maybe it was time for Yog-Sothoth to hit the road.
"Yeah, yeah," the Elder God said dismissively. "How is your mother?"
"She's fine. Why?"
"No reason. Has she said anything about me?"
"No. Why would she?"
"I don't know. I just thought she might have noticed me is all."
They lapsed into an awkward silence. Finally,
"Does your mother like minerals?"
"What?"
"I noticed that many human women like minerals."
"I don't even know what you're talking about."
"Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, minerals."
"Maybe, I don't know,"
said Billy, who was suddenly uncomfortable with the conversation. He rolled over and pulled the comforter up over his head.
"Go to sleep."
On the other side of the room, in the darkness, the Elder God lay under his sleeping bag and thought about Shub Niggurath, the long-forgotten goat with 1,000 young, and the crawling chaos of Nyarlathotep, and of what kind of minerals might induce Billy's mom to go out and have dinner together, someplace quiet, where they could talk and really get to know one another.
This has been a presentation of Pseudopod, which is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Find us online at pseudopod.org.